My brothers and sisters, you have to have faith. You have to have faith that everything will work out for the best, no matter how bad the situation is and no matter how bad it looks. Now, you might have guessed the topic of my sermon is going to be on faith. It's a topic that is really necessary in life, and especially in these times that we're going through right now. The number of times that the word faith appears in the King James Version of the Bible is 402 times. So it must be important that we have it. In today's gospel lesson, there was a blind man that was sitting on the side of the road. It was just a normal day, at least it was for him. And he was trying to make a way for himself. He heard noise on the street and asked someone what was going on. They said that it was Jesus of Nazareth passing by. That was all that he needed to hear. You see, this was a man that had never met Jesus before. This was a man who had only heard stories of Jesus, and from those stories, believed that this man, Jesus, was the Son of God. He begged for Jesus to have mercy on him. Not once, but twice. So Jesus asked him what he wanted. Now, anyone would have asked for whatever they thought would have made them the happiest person in the world. He could have asked for the biggest house, a ton of expensive cars, if they had them back then, to be the richest man in the world, or have a ton of servants that would be there to wait on him hand and foot. This man, who we're told in one of the other synoptic gospels of Mark, was named Bartimaeus. And he only wanted one thing. He wanted something that was practical. He wanted something that most people don't give a second thought about. He wanted to be able to see. You see, most people wake up in the morning taking their ability to see for granted. I wear glasses like some of y'all do. And I know for a fact that I take it for granted sometimes. Because no matter how bad my eyesight is, even when I get out of bed in the morning and my vision is blurry, I can still see. We take for granted the ability to see the flowers, to see the rainbows after a rain, and even the ability to see our loved ones. But there are people who had sight and lost it, or never had it at all. Those are perks and privileges. And Bartimaeus either didn't have or didn't have them anymore. All he wanted to do was to see. Bartimaeus believed that Jesus was the Messiah. It's something that he believed to his very core. He believed that Jesus was sent by God to be man's savior, and that anything and everything through Jesus was possible. So with that in mind, he asked Jesus to give him sight. Jesus said to him, "Receive thy sight, thy faith has saved thee." And immediately he received his sight. Not an hour later, Not 10 minutes later, but immediately he could see again. Because you see, faith is a powerful and wonderful thing. It allows the power of God to flow through us and into all aspects of our lives. We're told in the book of Hebrews that faith is something that we need to have in God. Faith is taking God at his word, knowing that he will not fail you and will never go back on any of his promises that he ever made. God is our Heavenly Father. And because of that, we need to know that he only wants the best for us, because that's what a father wants. And God is no ordinary father. Amen? I know that I only want the best for my kids. And I want to believe that those of y'all who have children want the same for yours. But faith is a funny thing. We're always talking about it as if it's something tangible, something that we can touch, something that we can physically possess, like money or a car or a house, but it's not. You can't go to the corner store and buy it. You can't go online and get it on Amazon like we do so many other things. It's that complete trust or confidence in someone, but specifically, it's what we need to have in God. It's when you're prepared to put your very life in his loving and everlasting hands. In the book of Genesis, Noah had that much needed faith. When he was told by God to go out and build an ark because there was going to be a flood. I'm quite sure that there wasn't any proof that there was going to be any rain, let alone a flood. There probably wasn't a cloud in the sky as far as the eye could see. But Noah took the word of God as bond and did what he was told to do. And sure enough, that rain did come and that flood did come. Sometimes in life, we have these situations that are called a crisis of faith. It's not something that occurs only to those in power or those that are actively being ambushed by and assaulted by the devil. It's something that we, as Christians, have to deal with each and every day of our lives. These crises are not always caused by other people. They're sometimes caused by doubts in ourselves and the direction of our lives. They're caused by the issues and misfortunes that occur in the mystical land of what if and what might be. Those situations that cause us to doubt our next step. Martin Luther King Jr. is quoted as saying that faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. We have to have that type of faith, that kind of faith, a faith that when it's combined with love will surpass all the trials and tribulations that we come across in our day-to-day lives. We have to have faith during the dark times, because we will be tested physically, mentally, and spiritually. And I want to express especially spiritually. We have to have the kind of faith that comes from trusting in God, Even though we don't know or understand what the big picture might be, what the grand scheme of everything is, we have to understand that when you let doubt creep into your lives, it's like an expanding foam. It takes up all the space that is around us and fills every little crevice of our mind. It leaves little to no room for faith. But it's just a part of life. You see, faith at its very core is deep-rooted in the expectation that good things will eventually come. While life can be hard even in the best of times, faith is the belief that deep down inside, things will get better. Without faith, we wouldn't and couldn't expect that things will turn out all right, no matter what the situation might be. Times might be bad, and you might want to just throw in the towel when you think that you just can't take it anymore, when you had enough. But that's life in a nutshell. We all feel it. But you must never, ever lose faith in God, because He will do what? He will make a way out of what? No way. Come on, don't be afraid. Even the smallest amount of faith in Jesus, as long as it's true, genuine, and authentic, can make the impossible happen. Genuine faith founded in His word and in His promises directs us to what God wants rather than what we all want. Having faith is trusting in God and in His timing, and it removes our wants out of the situation, out of the equation. That's what Bartimaeus had, and that's what we need to have now. Things will happen when they're meant to happen. I'm sure some of y'all heard this before. In God's time, I think, is the proper phrase that we hear, or at least us older, more seasoned people. You just need to always keep that in mind. Trusting the word of God, and especially those of Jesus, even if we're not sure what is coming down the road, is what matters. Surrendering your heart, your mind, and your soul is what faith is all about. And we have to be confident and hopeful that all of what God has spoken into our lives will come to pass. There just may be times that we'll just have to wait for it and wait for things to line up. Faith begins the moment that we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and accepting that His will is our will and that it will be done. Once you do that, then you have begun that lifelong journey that begins with that very first step. So, my brothers and sisters, I want to leave you with this question just for you to think about. How great is your faith? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.